JM and the AM on a Friday era of Shabbos. Nadir Balor has become a regular guest of ours when the moon is gone, when it's time to get ready for a new moon, which is happening for us on Rosh Chodesh, Monday night and Tuesday. And I'm told that he has a special guest with him live via telephone as well. Keep in mind, Tuesday is Rosh Chodesh, and we have information about this month's Rosh Chodesh special gathering and musical tefillah. Nadir Balor, pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
I appreciate that. And apparently the rumor is that you have a special guest with you on this telephone line. Tell us about him.
Yes. Seth Gerzberg, a very good friend of mine. He's one of the founders of the Forming in Rosh Chodesh, with the bringing a lot of joy. We had the first one 3 years ago in his house. He hosted an amazing event. As a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of listeners know, he's very well known in the whole world of Judaism for being such an incredible heart, and he always does very exciting things to bring Jews together.
Oh, he's well known, all right. In fact, he and I probably would never admit how well and how long we know each other. Seth Gerzberg, welcome to JM and the AM.
Hello, how are you?
This is quite a way to reunite, huh?
It's so wonderful. It's been so long. It might be that well, I very much appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. It's been so long since you told me that I represented one third of all the absences in your class.
Was that the line that I used? Oh my gosh.
That was it.
Well, I'm glad to see that your attendance record for Rosh Chodesh services seems to be okay.
We're doing a little better for Rosh Chodesh.
Everybody out there, celebrate the bridge between Purim and Pesach and take advantage of the first opportunity to make the bracha on a fruit tree. This is courtesy of Nadir Balor and this incredible Rosh Chodesh tradition as it's become. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tefillah starts at 6 a.m. Nate's sunrise is 6:25, so do the math. They're going to start around 6 o'clock. It's happening on Mountain Road in Englewood, with a musical Hallel, plenty of dancing, plenty of Divrei Torah. And there is a chat update that is available, or I should say rather, there's updates available on a chat, which many of you are part of already. But certainly if you contact us, we'll tell you exactly how to do that. Nadir, what can you tell us about this month's musical davening, musical dancing, everything that's going to be happening with Hallel and with the Rosh Chodesh service?
So really, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a great bonding between Purim and Pesach. As we know in Mishnah Berurah, we start on Purim Day learning the laws of Pesach already 30 days in advance.
Right.
Now, in between the point of Purim and Pesach comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is also the first opportunity we get to make the bracha on Ilan. Usually, we don't have the privilege to make this bracha in America because the winter cold hasn't brought the bloom out on the trees. But right. This year, because of 3 weeks ago, we had such incredible weather. We're all blossoming now. We have this great pleasure. So it represents, Kabbalistically, the rebirth of the soul. So really, we're making a bracha on the fact that we're coming back to life. Our neshamot, our souls are coming back to life. That's what we're celebrating, and it's a great preparation to jump in for the month of being redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the birthday of every Jew, every soul, so that's what we're celebrating this year.
And the birth of the Jewish nation, frankly.
Sorry?
And the birth of the Jewish nation, frankly.
Absolutely.
By the way, I see Nate's is getting a little earlier, more of a challenge to make sure to be at a Nate's minion these days, right?
So not if you're determined. It only becomes better, and it makes your day more longer and more fruitful and productive.
Every time I ask you a question like that, it sounds like you're responding with a wonderful Musser Schmooze, one that I welcome, by the way, so trust me, it's absolutely fine. Have you, Nadir, secured Seth's attendance this coming Tuesday? Do you anticipate that he'll be part of the throngs that will be davening with you on Tuesday morning?
Well, Seth is such a popular guy. Everyone wants to always be around him. His energy is so contagious.
Wow. And
home is always so open to everybody. And he's very open. He's having a meat kiddush right after, so which is a novelty.
Thank you for the time. Amazing.
So we're very excited to have everyone at 280 Mountain Road, and we're very excited to host, we promise, coffee in the morning before you get there at, I guess, what are we talking about, 6:10 maybe, 6 o'clock, 6
yeah.
o'clock,
yeah.
And we'll end with a barbecue.
Oh, so you're the actual host, and you're serving a meat breakfast in honor of Rosh Chodesh. That's pretty cool.
We're very excited.
Wow, leave it to you. What an innovator. Unbelievable, I'll tell you. I see not much has changed over the last four decades, I see.
Yeah. And we rent our house so everyone can park on the grass. It's not a problem. And our landlord...
Now you sound like the Seth of old.
And our landlord, our lease is up on our home in this summer. And our landlord said this will bring bracha. And since the lease is coming up, we're hoping to extend.
Wow.
And if we get a minimum of 150 people, we're going to preemptively blow up a turkey in honor of Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
And it's just, as an opportunity to see what can be achieved if you're committed to it.
So sort of
on a rental house.
So sort of like a thanks for having a home or to the one above. I mean, I guess there are a lot of thank yous you can incorporate into the Rosh Chodesh get together.
We're very excited. It's going to be an amazing opportunity for us to put a lot of different ideas together.
And by the way, I love this idea of using your lawn as a parking lot. That's like a guarantee that the landlord's going to extend the lease. What an idea,
yes,
Seth.
And if you think parking on the yard is a problem, just wait till you see how much oil flows out of the turkey blowing up. It's amazing.
My gosh, I can only imagine. Well, Nader has some experience with when it comes to stories with cars. I hope there'll be no stories that go viral from this experience on your lawn on Tuesday morning, Seth. I hope.
Thank you very much.
What can I tell you, everybody? What a surprise, I'll tell you. I got to call Nader after this conversation. I'm not sure if I'm going to thank him or the opposite, but no, most likely I'll thank him, of course. To reunite with Seth Gerzberg in this matter is pretty funny. Anyway, this coming Tuesday, as you just heard, it is being hosted by Seth Gerzberg. Yes, that's where the Rosh Chodesh Tefillah is going to be. Imagine that. And you have the opportunity to be part of it at 280 Mountain Road in Englewood with a musical Hallel, dancing, plenty of Divrei Torah, that meat breakfast off the barbecue, and everything else that Seth is planning and promising for this coming Tuesday morning at Rosh Chodesh. And Nader, have we chosen who will be in charge of the musical Hallel yet? Do we know which artist will take the crowd to greater heights on Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, this month we decided to really go back to the grassroots that we started, and I met this young gentleman who's 24 years old.
What?
From Lakewood. He's Israeli, and he was at my table over Shabbat a few weeks ago, and he has such a holy, pure voice. I asked him, you know, the next Rosh Chodesh, why don't you come and sing with us? He said, but I'm not a singer. I said, we'll make you a singer, and he knows how to play guitar, and he has some chevre, so it's going to be incredible.
Amazing. All right, so that's Tuesday, everybody. Rosh Chodesh, if you want information, you literally show up at 280 Mountain Road in Englewood, 6 a.m., but if you want information, be in touch with us, and we'll get you invited into that WhatsApp chat group. Nader, I can't thank you enough. You've made my morning in more ways than one. Todah rabah.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom to you. Hey, Seth, Shabbat shalom to you as well.
Shabbat shalom. It's great to reconnect. Would you like a car in the morning to pick you up for the Nitz Minyan?
Interesting. Let me think.
You know what? You could do it out of his house, your whole recording for the morning.
Recording? We're live. I'm sure I could do it live from his home. Wow. I got to think about this seriously. We'll see what we can work out. There they are. Nader Ballora, Seth Gerzberg. One of them a complete surprise for me on a Friday morning Erev Shabbos at JM in the AM.